You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Ephesians tonight, chapter 2, and we'll pick it up. We're going verse by verse, and we're going to pick it up tonight in Ephesians 2 and verse 11. Thank you, orchestra. 9 guitars tonight. It's coming on, fellas. Manny, it's good. It's great. Keep them coming. And I thank God for all the instruments. If you play the guitar, we'll see you over there next week. We got a lot more that play. I'm so very grateful for the sound men, the live stream people, the radio people, the security, the ushers. A lot of these folks you don't see, but they're behind the scenes. Those are in the radio room right now mixing this and getting it ready to go out on air. And I'm so grateful for the nursery workers. I don't know who y'all are, but I know that there's an army of you nursery workers, mechanics, bus drivers. God bless all the bus drivers and all the Sunday school teachers, and everybody has a spot and everybody is serving so faithfully. Let's look tonight. Let's read together. Chapter 2. A lot of scripture tonight. I should have had somebody read it for me, so I'll be quiet. And we're going to read chapter 2, verse 11 through 22. 11 through 22. We've been sitting. Let's stand together, shall we, for the reading of the Word of God. Ephesians 2, 11 through 22. I'll get you started, then I'm going to break out. So in the radio room, you turn the microphones up in the auditorium so you can hear them read the Word of God. Ephesians 2, 11. Ready? Begin. Wherefore, remember. Such a joy to hear you read the scripture. It's about for prayer. Father, I know you know this, and I know my people know it. I love them so much. I thank you for their love for thee. Thank you for their labor of love every single day, every single week. We thank you that Christianity is a life culture here at North Valley. It's just not one and done, but it's every single day. I pray your blessing upon these people. Bless the preaching of the Word of God tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Jerry Dill is down here. I had the joy of going out with Jerry to make some visits yesterday, and we stopped by and saw Frank. Jerry is 2 months older than I am, so I look to him as a father, and he really gives me a lot of advice. I love Jerry. God brought him. God just brought him to our church, and he's been such a help to me. We were talking in my car on the way, we stopped, drove through a Starbucks, and got a Starbucks. I just got just a Starbucks, you know. He got a Starbucks with five sugars in him. Five sugars. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to live very long if you keep that up, Brother Jerry. But five sugars. Understand that Amy Laura uses a lot of sugar too. I'm going to check with you tonight, Dave, on that. But Jerry was talking to me. When God saved Jerry 30 years ago, I know he won't mind me saying this, I've heard his testimony. He was a drunk. When he got saved, all of that left him. Amen. It's an amazing thing to look at Jerry. He is as straight as an arrow. He didn't have to go to AA. He didn't have to do any 3-step program, 12-step program. He didn't have to do anything. When he got saved, his life, Peter, was changed. I mean, it was literally changed. I'm visiting with Jerry. I can never imagine him, the old Jerry. I'm glad I never knew the old Jerry. I'm glad I know the new Jerry.
Amen.
And I want to talk to you about a changed life tonight. When God comes in and saves us, our lives change. You don't have to work at it. Miss Treber talks to me a lot about this. She said, I don't believe they're saved. I don't believe that person's saved. And it scares me when she says that. I've got a list of people that I'm praying for in our membership that they've never given any evidence of being saved. And I'm not going to try to get you to doubt your salvation. Don't doubt it. I lived years doubting my salvation. Don't live that way. You're either saved or you're lost. But if you are battling, and we all battle the flesh, I'm going to battle the flesh till the day I die. But if you live in the flesh and there's no change, I wonder, have you ever truly been born again? Brother Alex went home to Nova Scotia this week, a college student. He went to bury his young aunt. A very young lady, and I've been praying for her. And he goes, you know, she was supposed to die before Christmas, left 3 kids. She was supposed to die, but she came to the realization. She said, Pastor, he said, I realize, she said to her husband, I'm not saved. I've got to get saved. And just a few months ago, just before her death, she got saved. She was acting like a Christian. I mean, she knew. I'm grateful that she got saved and is in heaven today. When you get saved, your life is changed. And the Bible says, by way of introduction, this changed man, in verse number 12, but that at that time, what time? Verse 11, time passed. Verse 1, verse 2, time passed. That you walked according to the prince of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air. At the time, you were without Christ. The key is you're without Christ. The book of Ephesians, you keep seeing in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. We covered that our very first week, weeks ago. Are you either in Christ or you're outside of Christ? And God said, in time past, when you were outside of Christ. Number one, being an alien. An alien is to be shut out from fellowship. You know, these politicians are lost. No wonder they don't think like we think. No wonder why we're the enemy they're lost. They talk about death all the time. Euthanasia, I said this last week. Euthanasia, abortion, all these things. They're all about death because they don't know life in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Because we're in Christ, we believe in life. We believe that a baby is alive, Psalm 139, in the mother's womb. Before my substance even came together, God knew you. But you tell that to Nancy Pelosi. You tell that to Schumer. You tell that to that fellow down there, is our senator, Schiff in California. He's a heathen. They believe in death. They believe in everything vile. They believe in nasty. They believe in lying. They can look right at you and lie. They're liars. Well, when you're outside of Christ, you're an alien. You have no fellowship with God. Amen. Pelosi has no fellowship with God. Yeah. Schumer has no fellowship. Sports personalities, they have no fellowship with God. Yeah. Hollywood has no fellowship. There are every week, this week, there'll be several Hollywood kids that will murder themselves, kill themselves, because they're killing themselves all the time. They're without Christ. They're aliens. They have no fellowship with God. Look what else he says. Not only were you aliens in time past, but you were strangers. Strangers deals with no knowledge of God. I mean, no knowledge of God. You just think of that, John. No knowledge of God. Yeah. No conviction with God. No awareness of God that God is real.
Amen.
Look what he says. Not only were you aliens, you're shut out from fellowship. You're a stranger. There's no knowledge of God. Look what else he says. From the covenants of promise, having, here it is, no hope. An unsaved person has no hope. No wonder why they're committing suicide. No wonder why they don't want to live. No wonder why they're on drugs and drink and they're having all these domestic fights and throwing chairs at their boyfriends and their ex-boyfriends and their ex-husbands and their girlfriends and their wives. No wonder why. They have no hope. That Hollywood crowd has no hope. They have literally no hope. And it's never been more recognizable than it is today. It doesn't take long for you to figure out, is this person saved? You can figure it out real fast. Are they aliens? Are they strangers? Are they living with no hope? I thank God for our college students. Mrs. Treber and I have been talking a lot. She's been bringing it up. I don't believe, Brother Fanera, we've had a better student body that's ever been more involved in reaching people, Brother Oxline, than this class. They work in the chapel ministries, 10 over in Tracy and 10 up in East Palo Alto. They work in 16 rest homes now. Brother Simmons, I'm looking, I think that's right, 16 rest homes on Sunday afternoon. They work as bus captains. And they work as bus Sunday school teachers, and everyone is dedicated. They're not envious of the other ministry. They're all in their ministries, and they're after souls, and they're knocking on doors, and they're visiting people. You know, they have such hope. Young people, you're so needed in the cause of Christ. I did a video this morning, about 2-minute video every day. Every Sunday I do a 2-minute video. We put it on and people watch it. And I was pleading with people today. I said, send us, every church in America, send us one student. One student that'll have a desire to follow God. One, just give us one and pray for that student, support that student, and send letters to that student and love that student. That we've got to train another generation to reach for the cause of Christ. And the Bible says there's no hope. You're strangers. You're aliens. Look what else. And without God. I feel so sorry for the world tonight that's lost. Brother Dan, they're searching. They're looking for some answers. And yet they'll tuck themselves in bed tonight. And they have no God. They have not the God. God Jehovah. No God. You think, and that verse tells you four things that when you're dead in trespasses and sin. Verse 1, we're dead. That's in time past. We were dead to God. And that verse right there, we're aliens, we're strangers, we have no hope, and we have no God. I can't imagine living that way. But things are about to change, Brother Eliud. Business is going to pick up because it says two powerful words in verse number 13. But now, you're no longer going to be an alien. But now, you're no longer a stranger. But now, now you're no longer without hope, but now you're without God. No, no, not even, but now in Christ. In Christ. We find that in Christ in verse 6. We find in Christ in verse 10. We find in Christ in verse 13. In Christ Jesus, ye who are sometimes far off are made nigh. How? Read it together. By the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his blood. Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and shame, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on it there. Oh, Calvary covers it all. Thank God for his death, his burial, his resurrection. The Bible says here, oh, there's several things that are going to take place. I find that there's hope. For he is now our peace. But verse 13, but now Christ, ye are sometimes far off from me, nigh by the blood. There's hope. There's the anticipation of good. Look what else, there's peace. Verse number 13, for he is our peace. Read that together. Ready? For he is our peace. Read it again, will you? For he Look what he says in verse number 15, the latter part of verse 15. A new man, so making what? Peace. Look what he says in verse number 17, and came and preached peace unto you. I sang for you last week, far away in the depths of my spirit tonight. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. You know, tonight I can pillow my head with peace, that inner calm. Hollywood cannot do that. Hollywood's so plastic. People have always come to California looking for gold, the 49ers, 1849, looking for gold. But they came up empty because gold's not the answer. They came to Hollywood in the 1920s and 30s, and now all these many years looking for popularity, but they never found it. They've come looking for jobs and looking for money, but there's no happiness in money. But I tell you what they're missing is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what Easter's all about.
Amen.
I want you to pray that as people come and pack these balconies and lower floor next Sunday, that the touch of God would be upon the music, upon the announcements, upon the offering, upon the preaching, upon the invitation, and that be a mighty wave of souls getting saved next Sunday. Look, what not only is he our hope, he's our peace, but look at, there's reconciliation. Verse 16, let's read verse 16 together. Ready? Begin. And that he might reconciliation is God puts harmony in our life. Oh, thank God for his marvelous grace. God only can put harmony in your life. God can put a stillness and a calm in the midst of all the uncertainty of life. Look what else that the Bible says in verse number 19. And now therefore ye are no more strangers, no more foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. You know, when a person gets saved, their life is changed. God changed my life. I mean, God just changed my life from the inside out. God, and it took as much grace, Jerry, to save me as it did you. You didn't need more grace. I needed the same amount of grace because I was a stranger. I was an alien. I was a sinner. I was condemned. Everything, I was without any hope. I was without God, and I needed God, and I found him. Jerry never grew up in a home like I grew up. He never had a dad read him the Bible, a mother pray with him. He never had a pastor like I had. And God put me in that environment. And he saved my sorry soul, just like he saved Jerry. God changed my life. You know, I think a lot of people tonight, Brother Fanera, are going into ministry. I don't know if they're changed. I don't know if they're changed. I'm reluctant to say this because I know our flesh is flesh. But another preacher resigned this week because of sin. Another youth pastor resigned last week because of sin. And don't think it's a wave going through our Christianity, because we've got thousands. I was preaching in Georgia this weekend. That place was so large and packed with preachers and God's people, and they were shouting and singing. God in that meeting so powerfully. We have faithful men of God. But oftentimes I watch somebody who fouls up, and I watch the decisions they make. Many times they walk away from God. But I watch people mess up. And with humility of heart, they try to stay faithful to God. I trust my family with that person.
Amen.
I trust my family with that person. Because there's a person that's born again and knows my sin, my flesh is so weak. It's so weak.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give my life still to God. God can change your life, child of God. There's been a change, great change since I've been born again. Our Father, tonight, I thank you for your precious word, the Bible. Lord, there was a change in my life, a change took place in my life. I didn't have to conjure it up. Jerry did not have to conjure it up, work it out. God, you just did a great work of salvation in his life. Peter didn't have to conjure it up. There's been a great change in his life. I think of the men and women in this auditorium, a great change has taken place. And I pray that, God, you would speak to our hearts. Please speak tonight. I wonder, is God speaking to your heart? Has there been a change in your life?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.